Before the episode starts, I want to explain something with this episode and why it's called the Lost Episode. It's because it was lost for about 2 or 3 weeks because my computer stopped working and I literally did not have access to the file. And just our luck, I was supposed to edit the one that was supposed to go up while we were gone and my computer broke. So, you know, great. But it's up now. Sorry for the wait on it. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast, the only podcast on YouTube that has no topics and is the only podcast forever.
Don't tell them!
Don't ruin the lore.
Don't ruin the illusion here. We have plenty of topics.
We know what we're doing.
We're all prepared. Right.
Why don't you tell the nice audience who's with you, Diesel?
I was getting to that. Quite.
I cut him off. My
How
bad.
Are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Frustrated.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I'm glad you care. Anyway, guess who else is here? Wild Spartans.
Okay, real talk. How accurate is Cyberpunk going to be in 2077?
In the year 2077?
Yeah, how accurate is going to be when we hit that? Because we're going to be fucking dying at all at that point. We're going to be like, wow, this is really accurate.
I feel like the robotic shit. I feel like the robotics, prosthetics, all that shit. Well, that probably won't be as much, but it's like...
Oh, I think it will be.
I don't know. I feel like we're going to advance in ways that we didn't anticipate, and it's going to be like futuristic in a totally unthought of way. We're futuristic now in a way that we didn't conceive in the 70s or 80s. We got things that were kind of like it, but in the way they looked and functioned and acted in the public conscience, they ended up being completely different.
Well, people in the 70s were stupid. We have more technology now, okay? We're more equipped to make a prediction.
I'm sure they did the same thing back then. We're like, people in the 20s were stupid. We're in the 70s. We have more technology. We're more equipped to make this prediction.
I mean, like, the self-driving car thing, 100% cars will be like that in the future, where just self-driving, get in the back, and the fucking say go somewhere, and they'll be like that.
At the same time, though, there's major pushback against that and Tesla from a lot of corners. So it's like... It might be viable, but will it get off the ground with the public conscience?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know who the fuck wouldn't want a self-driving car.
People who like driving.
Well, they can still drive. Nothing's going to make that illegal, at least yet. You know? Like, it's still going to... Like, people are going to still be able to drive. You're probably still going to need a license for a self-driving car.
I don't know. It's the next 20 years. Some people will have the same reasoning where it's like, if you get, like, a stick shift... Like, you need to get a stick shift to fully experience a car. You can't get an automatic.
Well, that sucks for them.
Well, you know.
Well, that's the audience that's not going to like the self-driving car. And that's a lot of people.
Like, Yeah, that's a lot of old fucking people that
are
going to be
Brandon,
dying off at that point.
I know there are young people I know that enjoy the act of driving a car and like.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not saying they can't drive a fucking car, but are you really going to tell me that self-driving cars aren't going to be the norm in like fucking 60 years from now?
I don't know. It's a lot more unpredictable than I think you're making it out to be.
I know there'll be a lot of pushback, but I know it's eventually people are going to cave and self-driving cars are going to be the norm.
Well, I think eventually, like, government's going to intervene and be like, this is mandatory.
You're
going to
start
seeing
an uphill battle in, like, Congress and shit over whether
or not
we're
every car, though, is self-driving, there's going to be virtually no accidents. Because, honestly, I would trust a self-driving car a lot more than a fucking person.
Statistically, they're safer.
Yeah, way safer.
Dude, they're so much safer that a drunk guy fell asleep at the wheel of his Tesla and a cop was chasing him down trying to get him to pull over for 2 hours because the self-driving feature just kept going.
Yeah, you have to go in front of the car. So if someone falls asleep in a Tesla, it's self-driving. If you go in front of the car and stop, the Tesla will also stop. Because it's an auto-braking system. So that's how you'd pull someone over if they weren't at the wheel. But I don't know. I don't think in 40 years most people are going to be on like demanding or wanting to have their own car to drive. I feel like most people are going to be like, just
and
drive
I,
around
I also
car.
Feel like... You know, like, self-driving cars, like, they're great, but, like, that's for, like, a normal person, like, that has a car. But there are people that use specialty vehicles every day.
Yeah.
That might not be able to, you know,
you
be
mean
self-driving.
Like forklifts and stuff like that?
No, not like a forklift, like a truck. Not like a big
semi?
But, like, not like a semi.
No, like a pickup truck.
Yeah, like a pickup truck.
There are tons of people who are passionate about the constructions of cars, and if, like, the self-driving becomes the, like, the manual, like, that's a whole new fucking fail. Field they'd have to learn if it's like fucking mandatory or some shit, and they'd be like they would not be happy with that one, I'd imagine.
I mean, that happens all the time though.
What?
like fucking people having to adapt in their job to something new, like computers and like, you know, fucking software. And like, let's say you get an operating system update, like that shit happens all the time.
I mean, yeah, maybe, but like moving from a like just like casual enthusiast, I'd imagine would not be happy about it. But it's like it's moving from like fucking like a actual like mechanical engineering to fucking AI. Like that's a very
like if you've taken like a pickup off road, you understand why you need to have like a pickup to do that thing.
There wouldn't be off roading for auto driving cars, at least not for a while.
Yeah, so you need to have the like ability to switch. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, as I said, I don't think that we're going to have fully autonomous vehicles and, like, you know, fully... Like, I don't think there's not going to be a steering wheel in a car for a very long fucking time.
Until people are living all in Judge Dredd megacities, because there is no more forest. I think there will still be people.
If there was no more forest, we'd have a much bigger problem than living in a city. We'd be dead. There'd be no more oxygen on the planet.
Google will just produce oxygen, and we all pay an oxygen tax, you know?
What was that thing in Spaceballs? Oxygen in a can? Fucking Brandon.
You need oxygen to create oxygen in a can.
Brandon, start fucking stacking up on the shit. You're in the number one place to buy it.
Doomsday. Like, shit. No, we need more forest. We need more fucking forest. That's what we need. We need to get the CO2 out, bro.
Well, we'll just automate it.
I mean, that's fine if it works.
You realize how awful that sounds? That's like the Lorax level of, like, villainy. Like,
hey, as long as humanity survives, that's all that matters.
Yeah, but is that really surviving if you're drinking air out of a bottle?
That's suffering, but it's okay.
That's suffering, but it's bearable.
What if you leave the city limits? You just fucking choke because no air. Like what?
No, you can't leave the city limits because it's like fucking Borderlands. Like you leave the city limits, it's just dust.
No, we had a nuclear war, just radiation everywhere.
Exactly. There's just mutants and like it's just a badlands. Like you don't want to go.
I'm starting to like the idea of the future.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody living in giant fucking megacities is a great idea. I'm really excited for that.
I don't even think we'll get to the point where we have megacities like that.
Really?
I think we'll just die before that.
I think we're getting pretty freaking close. Like, the New York metropolitan area is fucking massive.
I think we'll just die before then.
I don't know about that. I think if, like, New York
You're
City,
the one that's
New
always
Jersey,
talking about doomsday and shit, Diesel.
I'm not talking about doomsday. I'm saying people are too stupid to let society continue because I'm a gamer.
So, okay, either we're gonna make it to 2777, fine, or we're gonna have some kind of natural fucking disaster or crisis that fucks over the entirety of humanity, and we all end up dying and, you know, fucking not living.
Jesus Christ.
Either or.
Look, there's a reason that all these dystopian and science fiction things have people living in megacities. People are moving to cities now, like, more than ever. You know,
why would you want to live? I don't like the cities.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, if you stay where you live now, I'm sure the city would encroach to where you are.
Oh, it totally fucking would.
Okay, if I stay there, you here go. For, my like, point stands.
If I stayed here for like, let's say, like, if I stayed in this area for like, you know, as long as I fucking live, yeah, it would probably come to this area by then. So, you know, we're all gonna live in cities and like it.
Nope.
That's society for you. Gamers don't want to live there, right? We want to rise up. We need to rise up, guys. It's time now.
Yahoo's gonna rebrand into a private militia that guards
off.
The city
Yahoo's
gates.
Dead anyways.
That's why
Yahoo
they moved
have
to
the
being
funds
a PMC.
They don't have the fucking funds to be a private militia. You kidding me? Yahoo could hire like 3 people and they'd be like fucking doofuses that just have a gun. Like, that's it.
No. They're making bank because they're selling out a bunch of Chinese citizens, you know? They're like, oh,
what?
Yes, they're giving pro-democracy emails. That was the thing that happened. Like, China
Oh,
was
wait.
Like,
so, wait. The Chinese... So, Yahoo is like, hey, we got some emails from some people. And,
that are
kinda,
spreading democracy.
They like freedom.
Would you like them? And then China's like, yes, we would. And they're like, okay, here you go.
That's fucked up. I mean, Google's been doing that, haven't they?
I don't know if they have. I know Cisco Systems are the ones that built the Chinese
firewall. I've
heard
shit about
firewall.
Google just... No, the shit with Google caving to China was censoring their search engine, but I think they pulled out on that.
Really? Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you look up Tiananmen Square, you just know that it's a square and that nothing happened.
I mean, so, like, from my understanding, Google decided that they were going to make the Chinese search engine for the people in China, because if they didn't, China was just going to do it themselves anyways. So they're like, we might as well just fucking do it anyways if they're going to do it. So I think that's what they did, or what they planned on doing. But I think China was like, nah, we're just going to do it ourselves anyways. I can't remember for sure. But I do know that something like that happened.
People are going to watch this episode and go, man, these guys have actually, like, literally lost their minds. They're all conspiracy crazy people.
Dude, Cyberpunk already is happening.
Actually,
in
except
China.
For Quite, because he's staying suspiciously quiet right now.
No, Quite already predicted the future, and he's just like, you guys are too spot on.
Wait, sorry, I zoned out. What are we talking about?
We're talking about how China's already cyberpunk.
Oh, yeah, essentially.
Yeah, they got the social credit.
I'm guessing you guys already said that the social credit system, a bunch of other shit with like censoring like internet companies from being
harvesting detainees' organs.
The fucking it's a less direct censoring of information, but like the fucking ban on game consoles there for well over a decade. Them trying to encroach on Hong Kong recently, all that shit.
Yeah, Hong Kong's first, then everywhere else in the world comes next.
I'm really upset that not enough people are, like, saying anything about Hong Kong. I know we talked about it in a previous episode, but, like, do people just not fucking care unless they live in Hong Kong?
I don't think they know, because I haven't seen it covered by a lot of outlets.
There's not a lot of info on it, and I feel like, citizens in other countries wouldn't make as big of a difference. I feel like the politicians need to be like, yo, fucking China needs to step back a little bit.
There needs to be a big enough public outcry for it to seem like it's worth it to them, because like if there's no public incentive, then they're not going to give a shit.
I mean, I'm sure most citizens at least see it, they're like, wow, that really fucking sucks.
But no one's making a proper uproar about it.
Yeah, because they probably think, like, I don't live there, what can I do? You know? That's probably how they think about it.
Yeah, I mean, did you guys see the fucking joint letter Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony did on, like, the fucking Chinese tariffs that Trump's enacting? So, like, fucking...
Oh, yeah, for, like, game consoles and shit.
Yeah, like, he's putting tariffs on all, like, hardware shit that's coming from China. And apparently it would cost, like, consumers, like, collectively $840 million more because the companies would have to flip their supply chains on their heads to get it working. That's, like, one of the only times I've seen the three of them come together for something like that.
Yeah, I wish that Trump would not do that, because it's going to cost me money.
At the same time, though, it's him putting pressure on China, so it's, like... It's hard to hit that balance kind of meme.
Yeah, but what's he putting pressure on China for? Because I'm sure it's economic gain.
It's economic gain, but at the same time, it's like it kind of goes hand in hand with them pushing pressure on China to not do the things that we're talking about.
Yeah, but is China going to listen? They're going to nuke us before they fucking listen to us.
I mean, they have a summit coming up, so it's like they're supposed to like...
The G20 summit is happening like right now.
Oh, right now? Yeah. So it's already over by the time this goes up.
If the president can't take being called Winnie the Pooh, he's not gonna cave in to Trump. Like, fuck.
Donald Trump was actually pretty good at negotiating with North Korea. He got to make Kim Jong Un.
To be fair, Kim Jong Un is a significantly smaller person than Xi Jinping. Ping.
Yeah, but Kim Jong Un is one of the most volatile militaries on the planet.
Yeah, but when I say smaller, I mean in terms of influence and power. Like,
bro, just
Xi Jinping
just
has power. Xi Jinping
is
like the fucking president of like the second largest population country in the world.
Here we are talking to negotiations of it. Brandon's just like, get rid of North Korea. Just nuke them.
No, I didn't say get rid of it, but I'm saying compared to China, right? China would take multiple nukes to destroy. It'd take time. But with North Korea, it's just like, we're just going to drop one.
Brandon,
you're gone.
Anybody drops a nuke anywhere on Earth, that's
everywhere
it.
Is gonna
it's
be nuked. I'm aware. Well, actually, if it was North Korea, I don't think many people would care.
Really,
I have a feeling that
Russia and China would care a lot.
Well, yeah, because they take the opportunity to nuke us.
Also, China borders North Korea, so.
And they get workers from North Korea.
Yes.
Oh, that's bad. That's probably just slavery.
North Korea.
Actually, it is slavery.
North Korea is like China is North Korea's closest ally, I believe.
Wow, that says a lot about China.
I mean, they border each other, so it's like good relations with fucking volatile dictator Kim Jong-un.
If we're gonna make the perfect world, there's three things we gotta do. Get rid of North Korea, get rid of China, and get rid of Russia. We're good.
Oh my god, you're just saying that because you're
bad idea. God. God.
I don't think we should start, you know, removing countries from the equation of the global world.
Well, how to fix the world?
China has any good intentions?
No, 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 no. How to fix the world? Be a completely different world that doesn't exist.
Exactly. No, if they just disappeared, there'd be less problems.
It's not possible.
I know it's not possible.
Then why did you say
if they didn't exist, we'd have different problems. We wouldn't not have those problems. It'd be different problems.
Yeah, instead of China, it'd be like the UK.
Yeah, no, like fucking tensions between places. Like, for one, like the fucking supply chain would move to somewhere else. I'd imagine something like probably South America.
Yeah, it's already moving there anyway.
But I mean, like, if we're assuming that like such large chunks of the world don't exist, like, you remove Russia and China, and you essentially don't have Asia.
They just become ocean.
Yeah, oh no, like, God. That's... You understand that they make up the majority of the landmass of Asia. The continent might as well just be India at that point. I feel like a lot of it will definitely move to India, where a lot of it already exists, but I feel like some of it would move to South America as well.
I mean, like, okay,
the way that, like, in being, like, geographically connected to that supply chain can change a lot. Like, even if it is, like, hundreds of thousands of miles to get down to South America from U.S. America, I feel like the dynamic would shift completely, and then there'd be a whole host of other problems when it comes to economic shit, because
I mean, probably,
with less countries and less superpowers in the equation, there's fucking like the differences and the tension between places like the US and the EU would probably be heightened far more than they are now.
I know we can't get rid of entire countries, I'm aware.
But I mean, it's an interesting thought experiment. Like, that's what I thought that was the route you were going down.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, like, but I'm saying that I think Russia, China, and North Korea are some of the most unethical countries. I think Russia's the least of them. China and North Korea kind of go hand in hand.
You're just judging this ethicalness based off the news of being American.
What's the news I've read?
This is a very American conversation we're having right now.
I think a lot of fucking countries aren't ethical. I'm not saying the U.S. is ethical either. We have our own fucking problems. But I think China's one of the least ethical. And I think North Korea is as well, and I think Russia is also one of them.
Because if someone tries to actually argue that North Korea is a great place to live, please go to North Korea, see what it's
like. I mean,
like
China's in the same boat.
Homie,
though, like,
if you go to North Korea the normal way, they'll only be more convinced because of all the fake shit that got set up.
If you fucking smoke a joint in China, you're killed.
That's kind of hot. That's kind of hot.
If you are a second born child in China, they throw you out.
Didn't they get rid of the fucking, like, two children policy?
I thought
policy?
They lifted it.
Did they? I don't know.
They, like, what the whole thing was they always wanted, like, boys because they were culturally favored in China. So, like, if it was a girl, they'd get rid of it. But now I think that's been lifted so they can just have as many kids as they want.
How is it wrong for me to say China's unethical?
I think a lot of aspects of it are
unethical. They literally toss out babies they don't like.
That's not really, like, that's, like, on an individual family basis. Like, it depends.
The families would do it?
Yeah, because they, like I said, they were often culturally more, like, wanted, they more culturally wanted,
so
like,
so if they
boys.
Had a girl, they'd be like, I don't want this one, they just throw it out the window?
Because they legally couldn't have, like, more than two kids, so they would set the other one up for adoption, and then they'd try again to have a boy.
That's fucked up.
It's fucking, like, shit circumstance as well, because, like, China did it in an effort to curb overpopulation.
That's fucked up. That's really fucked up. I mean, like, I mean, the fucking, like, it's a culture, though, so it's harder to just, like, you can't really point blame because it's something that develops over time.
Yep.
So you can't really point blame it. I mean, like, and then the child law, it made sense because, like, didn't they have overpopulation issues?
Still do.
Yeah, so it makes sense to be like, yeah, you can't have more than one kid because it would just cause too much problems.
Okay, so when you guys were in school, did you ever have the population growth thing explained as an S-curve and then... humanity was the exception because we were a J-curve?
Yes.
So I don't know why, but it always pissed me off when they said, like, humans are the exception. Like, they keep going up and shit because we've managed to adapt around it. I'm like, no, we're just, like, on a very large S-curve. We just haven't topped out yet, but it's still coming. We're not an exception. We're just not there yet. I don't know.
I think it depends on what happens in the future. Because we'd basically have to ruin this fucking planet. To a point where it's difficult to survive in a normal standard compared like what we have now. So it's
what
like
the
if
fuck is happening outside.
I don't know. Is someone mowing the lawn?
I have no idea what that is.
I hear it. I don't know what it is either.
Holy shit. I don't know what that was. I don't know. It might be my father in a yard.
Yeah, but sorry. We'd have to... I feel like we'd have to hit, like, a pretty... We'd have to hit a pretty hard wall to hit that S-curve.
I mean, I feel like, assuming, like, we stay in the same closed system of Earth and don't expand to other planets, like...
Well, no, we're fucked 100% if we don't leave this planet.
But, I mean, like, assuming, like, we top out, like, and assume that our max amount of space is Earth, right? Like, we'll hit carrying capacity eventually, and we might not necessarily, like, decrease in population, but it'll probably just stay steady. Like,
Yeah, I mean, if we don't leave Earth, for sure...
Like, okay, so the way an S-curve
works,
we'll
leave Earth.
So the way an S-curve works for anybody in the audience who's in fucking elementary school or middle school, if you made it this far, congrats. An S-curve is like essentially describes how the population growth of a species and ecosystem works. So it starts off slow. It eventually, as a species becomes more like adaptable to the situation, like they hit like a fucking exponential growth period. Well, they're just like rapidly grow in population size, but eventually the resources in the area won't be able to sustain that fucking population growth anymore, and they top out at a max population, which is directly correlated with the amount of resources available in the area, which is their carrying capacity. But like humans are still exponentially growing, and the way my teacher said it, never had one, didn't go to school, but she said that, like, humans are the exception to the rule because they go on a J-curve and haven't stopped, but it's like, no, we just haven't hit the top of our S-curve yet. And I don't know why that always bothered me, but it shouldn't have, but it did.
No, it makes sense why it bothered you, because, like, it is true. Like, we haven't hit, because it's like, eventually, right, like, eventually, this planet's gonna have some fucking problem that's going to exterminate a lot of people. Regardless if it's man-created, you know, natural, an asteroid, whatever the fuck it is, we'd have to be extremely advanced to not hit the S-curve at some point in humanity's, like, time,
yep,
being, you know, alive, because it's like, think about it, you'd have to be, because eventually, right, Earth's gonna run out of fucking resources, we're not gonna have any, so it's like, we're gonna have to come up with ways to make the resources we currently have, like wood, we're gonna have to be able to make that rapidly. But you can't. Trees take a while to grow. There's going to be a point where we're going to run out of fucking resources or something's going to happen. And I think before that point, though, we'll probably have a settlement on the moon or something, or like fucking Mars.
At the minimum, like the amount of like the resource that's going to end up being our limiter is just the amount of space we have, because like you'll have to balance it between growing food and like raising food and whatnot, and also shelter. And there's a limited amount of space where you can do that.
Be fair, we have a lot of fucking space.
But like when you hit that, that's when the S-curve's gonna come. Because
yeah,
like
be dead
you'll
that happens. We're
you'll just fucking like we'll top out at whatever that space is and never move anywhere.
I'll be dead before
what
any
a,
of this
what
shit
a
happens.
Humanitarian. Yeah, well, I won't be alive,
like,
ergo
I'm
not my
a politician.
Problem.
I can't do shit. Like,
it's
like,
the small things, Brandon. They add up.
Yeah, I'll tweet at Donald Trump. Stop global warming, please. And then fucking he'll totally listen to me. Like, Trump's gonna fucking listen to some random
Brandon,
fucking
Brandon, Twitter. He will listen to you. You're the wild Spartans. Don't put yourself down like that.
I should format my tweet with, like, I am the wild Spartan and you will stop global warming, Donald Trump. You understand me?
Please tweet that.
You
That's
will
really
stop.
Funny.
You are the wild
right,
Spartans. And never doubt that.
We'll see how many likes I get.
You know, people are gonna think you're like it's all genuine and that isn't a meme.
I mean, I agree with the sentiment, but it is totally a meme the way he's saying it.
Yeah, like it's totally a meme.
I'm sure when he says I am the wild Spartans, they'll catch on.
I am
on.
The wild Spartans, and you, Donald Trump, will listen to me and stop global warming.
Capiche? Please put capiche at the end.
Okay. V has two E's, correct?
The?
What?
The?
The
is
it
just
the?
A...
Is it just spelled like the and pronounced
yes.
differently?
Yes. T-H-E. Yes. T-H-E. What?
Okay. I wanted to make sure before I fucking tweeted it. Jesus Christ. That's how I thought it was the, but I wanted to make sure. Jesus Christ. Stop fucking laughing. I'm going to send you China.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
No worries, Brandon. No worries. Homie didn't
Fuck
know
you.
How to spell the.
You know, the and thou are things, right?
Yeah, but. Like, the word is just the in the same as the.
I was making sure that's what I thought. I didn't want to fucking tweet it and get laughed at, but I got laughed at anyway.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm all fucking. Right, tweeted it. I'm brain dead at the moment, so like.
Anything's hilarious, like sending you to China.
And the wild Spartans and you, Donald Trump will listen to me and stop global warming.
I even added his own like exclamation points to the end just to mimic him.
I'm gonna hit that with a retweet.
You know what? Me too.
We actually haven't even used any of our actual topics. We're like 30 minutes in.
I don't know how we got here, honestly.
I talked about Cyberpunk. And I was like, is it going to be real?
And I zoned out for like 12 years.
Oh my gosh.
Someone responded seriously. They're like, you're a 19-year-old YouTuber who makes Reddit videos. Doubt he'll respond. Yeah, no shit, you fucking idiot. Fucking idiot.
Someone fucking said, no, you are the Wild Spartan Soon VidCon SMH.
Oh my god. See, I told you somebody would take you fucking deathly seriously because people moron, are dumb as a dude. Rock. People,
you are
19-year-old so
YouTuber. He will not respond to you.
Oh my god!
No, he didn't. Oh my god, he deleted it and then he fucking responded saying, "I give it 5 minutes before Trump blocks you out of fear." You fucking idiot!
you put this man on blast.
I didn't say who he was.
Oh, you can, no. But people will be able to find the new tweet. Like I'm looking, reply to.
Yeah, but that's like, their fault. But like, his profile. It's not even him. He's fine. He's just like a fucking memer.
No, yeah,
if
no.
If you're
he's
listening to this podcast,
poster.
Though, I just want to say, how the fuck did you take that seriously, even for half a second?
Like, homie said like, memer instead of shit poster. He's 40.
I always find it amazing when people take my joke tweets with the absolute sincerity. Like, that always blows my fucking mind. I know you can't read sarcasm in text, but, like, some of the shit, like, will tweet as a joke. Like, how can you possibly take it seriously? Maybe it's because I know you guys, but, like...
I think that's part of it, but also the text thing, as you said, but also it's, like, for me, I tweet like I don't speak English, so I feel like most people just, like, can't even assume any definition from it because it's incomprehensible.
I sarcastically shitpost all the time. Like it's just really? Part of how I tweet.
Oh no.
Oh,
K-pop
go.
More like K-poop.
Oh yeah, Kate, well, you're fucking obvious.
Dude, I tweeted, dude, I don't the Twitter algorithm is strange. I tweeted haha more like K-poop, like literally just copied the last bit of Hoover's tweet and I'm like 7k likes. It's genius.
Haha K-poop. 7k likes. Fucking all right, you want to talk about something that's actually on the list?
No,
sure.
You start, Elon. You're first.
I start.
I voted no. We are not doing this.
Okay.
This tweet's gonna bang. By the way, 200 likes in 2 minutes. We got a banger on our
hands. Okay. Can I talk about my neighbors?
That's yeah, go for that's it. Up
but
to
your
you.
Neighbors
in the most politically correct way possible. I don't know.
Okay, they're your neighbors.
They're my neighbors. Yeah. Right. So
that makes even less sense.
I have neighbors. Who are from India, right? And that's fine. They had family over recently from India. And for some reason, they keep walking up and down the block. I don't know why. It's really strange. There's, like, nothing to do. You're going to get attacked by a bear, okay?
Sorry, I went through that.
But I was walking outside of my house today, and it was like a gaggle, like a squadron of... of like 6 or 7 like Indian women in traditional Indian garb standing in front of my fucking trees and taking a picture in front of them. Like they were playing with our trees and like taking like Instagram photos in front of my house. Like no meme.
They were taking Instagram photos in front of your house?
Yeah, they were like all posing for like pictures together and like playing with our pine trees and using them as decor and like all this other weird shit. It's like, you have trees in front of your house, too. Go to your house and do it, not our house.
But it's different.
I don't know if, like this doesn't explain everything, but I think the part where, like, they were, like, walking is, like, a pretty standard thing, like, in Indian culture. Like, I see that a lot, like, where they'll, like, just go on, like, strolls around the neighborhood or whatever.
Okay.
I think that's, like, something they do after meals. I'm not sure. The pine cone shit, couldn't tell you, but...
That's what we were, like, assuming, but, like... Don't go on my property and use my trees to take Instagram pictures.
What the fuck? I'm just
saying, pinecone fights are sick, alright?
Yeah, dude, like, way better than fucking snowball fights.
We gave them a nasty look, and they just, like, they didn't even think it was anything weird. Like it wasn't our property. Or our
give them a nasty look, and they just start waving, like, hi!
Like, they seriously, I don't think they realized what they were doing was bad, or, like, wrong. But, like, it just completely breaks neighbor etiquette. Like, I don't go on their property and start using, like, their fucking shrubbery to take pictures.
I mean, if it was like the, if it, like you said, it was like the relatives from overseas, right?
Yeah.
If it was them, they probably didn't understand any of that. Like, I'm sure the customs are completely different over there. You'd think the family would reel them in, though.
No, I that's what I would assume, you know? Like, come on. Like, but they tend to do, like, when their kids were really small, they would just leave their small child on their porch just fucking crying.
They would just, like, cry. Oh, my God! They're gonna fucking find this podcast, Diesel.
No, they're not.
That's Wait, so they just left their child on the porch crying?
Yeah, they just left it there crying. You know, and it's crying.
Maybe the kid did... Wait, how young was the kid?
It was, like, a baby in, like, one of those little baby containers. I know you don't call
them baby containers!
I was about to say, maybe, like, a four-year-old got sent outside for doing something stupid, but that's like a baby, that ain't...
Take your lollipop and shut the fuck up, Charlie. I'm so fucking tired of your bullshit.
Cry over everything, Charlie.
You fucking punk-ass bitch. What do you mean you need to be fed? Feed yourself, you're 3 months old. You can take care of yourself.
Like, you don't even fucking pay tax.
Like, ungrateful piece of like shit. That.
Or, like, he was, like, the father, the head of the house, was doing, like, lawn work and hit an underground well, right?
The child?
No, not the child, the father.
The father?
The father of the house that had the crying child that they left on the porch.
Oh, so the father hid the kid underground really well. Okay.
No, he did.
Oh my God!
I understand what you're saying.
Hid the kid underground. No.
Stop fucking crying, you little shit.
Let me back it up. Right?
You're gonna stop crying, even if it means you stop breathing.
The father was doing, like, lawn work and hit a well of water underground. Right, and there was a stream that was running down into our house now because of him. And instead of getting, like, a plumber or, like, a technician or somebody, like, qualified.
Equipped.
Yeah. He just put a bunch of rocks over it. And for the longest time, our like, yard was just getting destroyed by this man, like, making a river in his fucking front yard.
Wow. You see, like, I had a problem with my neighbor recently. But it wasn't that bad. But, like, damn, you put everything at a fucking new level. I'm like, oh, that's relatable. No, it's not.
I have never experienced such bad neighborness in my life.
Do you have, like, a homeowners association or something?
Fuck if I know, dude.
Yeah.
But, like,
the shit they don't really do shit
anyways. They're all barking, no bite.
Like, the dad will wake up at, like, 7 a.m. and start doing, like, hard labor work on the house, and he's like banging a hammer, you know, at 7 a.m. on like a Sunday. That like, what are you doing, dude?
See, I feel like he's not qualified for anything he does at that house. He's gonna fucking ruin it over time.
I mean, does it really matter? The point of the matter here is that they're annoying people at 7 the fucking morning.
I wonder what his water bill was.
If you have a well, that's like your water. You don't pay a bill. It's not coming from like a system.
Wait, you don't have running water?
No, a well means, like, you source it pretty much.
No, I'm saying you don't have water that comes from a city or anything like that.
Yeah, no, it comes from
The water gets sourced from a local thing.
Okay, that makes more sense. But, I had a situation where, so our neighbor has two black labs, like, fucking huge dogs. They wouldn't leash them, which is illegal. And they let them run around the front yard. And we didn't notice for, like, I said, like, the first couple of months, because it was never a problem. But the grass was growing unevenly. And we saw other neighbors with the grass growing even, and we're just like, oh, whatever. But it was also the grass was growing really fucking fast. It wasn't just uneven, it was fast. So our landlords came over, and they're like, why is the grass growing so long? And I'm like, I have no idea. It's been like this for a long time, and I don't know why. And then she was like, does the neighbor have a dog by any chance? And I was like, yeah, they have two. And it was like, oh, they must be peeing and pooping the lawn. And they fucking were. But the grass is always so long, we couldn't even tell if there's poop in the lawn. And then, And then the grass, like, it would grow super unevenly because the dogs were pissing on it. And we didn't know. So then after they stopped peeing and pooping the lawn, because my landlord went over and was like, stop it. it's growing evenly again.
Nice. So,
yeah. That's the story. Story time. Yeah, don't let dogs pee in your lawn. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know if dogs pee in the lawn, like, somewhat consistently, the grass would grow.
Only let your dog pee in it.
I didn't even know that happened. It could just be, like, Colorado's altitude or something like that. But,
I'm
like,
sure that's part of it, and also it's, like, fucking just fertilizer. It's like they're getting more water than the rest of the lawn the form of pee.
Yeah, but I was told it was the nitrogen.
That could be it.
Yeah, that would be it. That's usually in fertilizer.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I never had problem where, when I lived in Cali, because it's like, in Cali, we were in a drought for, like, the longest fucking time. Yeah. You weren't even allowed to water your lawn. So all the grass is dead anyways.
Yeah, I don't know why, but, like, whenever, like, it didn't happen for me when I was, like, just peeing and shitting all over my yard, so I don't know.
I thought you didn't pee or poop.
It's figurative.
Okay, so then why would it happen if it's figurative?
I vicariously peed and pooped through others.
Okay, but that wouldn't do anything if it's not biological.
But no, like, they're peeing / pooping for me, but I like to imagine it's me doing it.
That is a weird kink.
It's not a kink, it's just, like, getting to feel more human. You know?
Okay.
That's, like, someone's done that before, ironically.
Someone's 100%. Like, oh, man, I really wish I could take a huge dump right now.
Dude, I wonder how much weird shit has happened with people that we just don't know about. Because, like, think about it. There's fucking 7 billion of us fucking weirdos on this planet, right? How many of them have done shit that's just so unspeakable and never tell anyone? Like, how many have done something that's just like, I can never tell anyone?
Worse off, it's like, how much of this shit would typically be considered unspeakable that actually just ends up on X videos?
Oh, God. X, like, videos? I assumed live leak when you said it, but then it took me a minute.
It's really sad, but, like, I remember, like, back in, like, some old Discord group calls, it was, like, as, like, a pain gauntlet thing. We'd go on there, and, like, whoever, like, fucking dipped out the rabbit first lost.
Live leak or X video?
Oh, live leak. We're sending group calls watching porn together.
Sometimes, but it's, like, there is some weird shit. Like, there was, like, a dude, like, who had, like...
Okay, Quite just spoke of one of the unspokable things that weird people do.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God. No, this is a thing.
It was literally, we did it with Live Leak and X videos. It was literally, like, a pain gauntlet kind of meme.
Hold on, let me clarify.
I've done it with Live Leak before.
I have never sat down and watched porn with either of... I've never watched porn with anybody.
Let me just put this in perspective. Hyojin had the remote.
Okay.
I wasn't there
for that because I would have remembered.
You weren't
there
for this. This was like a long time ago, but it's
I don't ever hit up my friends and be like, yo, you want to watch porn?
I do
I don't do it at that level, but like, let me explain. So we went from like the actual pain gauntlet to like / watching people die. And then like somehow we ended on up on this video of a dude who had a dick through a glory hole. And, like, some lady in stilettos just put the fucking stiletto in the urethra. It was so fucking nasty.
Oh, my God. My ass. I mean, my urethra.
How do you... I couldn't... Hugh fucking
they're
Diesel mixed up.
Diesel. It makes sense for both of them to hurt.
Diesel mixed up which hole was which.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
So fucking painful.
I know. Like, I fucking, like, I was the first to leave. Big whoop. But, like, fucking... God.
I... don't know what to say to that at all.
Don't stick shit up your peepee hole.
That's somebody's kink.
Have you guys seen that meme?
Like it. I don't get it.
Have you guys seen the meme where it's like a fucking
cock and ball torture?
No, it's like
so fucking painful.
It's like a fucking arm like down someone's throat, like. Just in like a really casual setting, like at a schoolyard, like it's not like
I have never seen this meme. What the hell?
But then like the label is the arm is like a DS stylus and the person with the throat is my peepee hole. It's so fucking shit. Don't ask where I find these.
Okay, so the fact that the meme exists, does that mean people stuck their DS stylus up their peepee hole?
Someone did.
Didn't Weiss tweet something like that?
Yeah, but probably. Weiss tweets a bunch of weird shit. It's nothing to take seriously.
It's not anything to take seriously, because you could just assume it's true.
I don't assume. I hope it's not true. I never assumed a shitty thing.
Okay,
was true,
a DS stylus is pretty big to hit in your pee hole. Like, damn.
I think I have this on my phone somewhere. Give me a second.
I don't want to see.
Dude, that just sound. Okay, that just sounds like it just sounds so unpleasant to begin
the
with.
Definition exactly. Of sounding.
Sounding or docking? Is docking is like penis.
No, docking
is
where you get
like a docking is like when you put a penis inside a penis. Sounding is like
you get two uncircumcised men and you put your penis at each other.
You put your foreskin over the other one's foreskin.
Yeah.
Beep, that's disgusting. Beep, beep, beep. I'm so sorry to whoever's listening to this podcast. We've taken such
hard
turns.
I hope you're not listening to it on your speakers.
Homies knew what they were getting into.
We were just bitching about how we get demonetized before the cast. This one's getting monetized.
What if someone's like listening on their car speakers with their windows rolled down?
What if they're in the car with their mom and they're like, "Hey, there's this podcast I listen to. It's a little like and like, you know, they curse and stuff, but I think you might enjoy it, mom."
W. So what happens if you stick a stylus at the peepee hole?
This is something else. Jesus Christ, guys.
We really didn't need a topic list, did we?
Maybe we needed one. I think we needed one.
I'm still looking.
You need what?
The DS stylus and the PP hole.
The meme?
Maybe we should move on.
Yeah, I can get behind moving on. That sounds like a good idea.
Bogdanov twins.
Okay, so...
Yeah, what are
those? You guys don't know what the Bogdanov twins are? I'm actually surprised.
No, Diesel, it's pronounced Bogdanov twins.
No, it's pronounced Bogdanov.
No. Bogdanov twins. Say it with me. Bogdanov twins.
Fuck you. So, basically, these guys are, like, French... I think they're theoretical physicists, right? These are actually... Look up a picture of them, like, right now. You'll see why they're a meme.
They're a meme?
They're, like, a meme in the cryptocurrency space.
Oh, these guys!
Motherfuckers!
You guys didn't know that...
I didn't know their
names.
The fucking plastic surgery.
Weird faces.
The plastic surgery people that fucking Max Mofo had as his profile picture for like 20 billion years.
Yeah, Bogdanov.
Yeah, I know who these dudes are.
Yes.
Fuck, I hate looking at them, dude. They are terrifying.
Yeah, they are. They look like, they look like if my nightmares were real.
They look like fucking, they look like Joker's permanent smile, but like on real people, and I don't like it. Like, they look like bad CGI. They look like bad CGI.
They looked a lot better when they had, like, a little surgery.
Yeah, like, they looked really good when they were young, but, like, they look fucking horrendous now with all that Botox and surgery.
They look like,
Like, what happened?
They just like getting surgery, I guess. People say that they're in contact with the aliens, have a 400 IQ. You know,
of
stuff
course.
Like that.
400 IQ? I disagree.
I mean, look at them. They must. They at least have to be in contact with the aliens.
Oh, yeah, the aliens thing? I don't doubt a fucking second.
I still kind of don't understand the meme, which I guess is good for the meme. But, like, I just find them to be very creepy looking, and I think that's just kind of what I enjoy about it.
No, they're really creepy looking because, like, it's probably something to do with our brains. It's just, like, they're not normal. Like, it looks like you... They look human... But they don't, you know?
They look like somebody put Lazy Town makeup on them. You know what I mean?
Not even that. They just don't look like people. Because they're missing the key facial features people had. Like, no one has a fucking chin protruding like that. At least very few fucking people do. Like, that's one mean chin right there. You know, both of them have really mean chins.
Really mean chins.
Could probably whip that shit around, knock a few enemies out.
I've never seen this picture of them before, or him before, it's one of them. What the fuck?
Yeah, there's so many images of these people I've never seen before.
They look like bees stung their face.
I remember when it was Max Mofo's profile picture, I didn't think it was a real person. I thought it was one of those, like, fucking,
I didn't either.
Lifelike model dummies.
Person. I didn't think it was a real person either. It was way too eerie looking to be real in my eyes, but, like, apparently it is.
There you go, Bogdanov.
Oh my god, dude. Why do people alter their faces like this?
Some people just like I don't know. It's their body is a temple, and the temple always changes or something. It's a work of
their
art.
Body is a temple, and they want to ruin the temple.
Sorry, the body is a work of art, and it always is being sculpted or something. They like that. I don't know.
There's body tons of people. Is a temple, like, and it needs them to be destroyed for demolition.
Karel B could put any of these fuckers to shame. Much better.
Yes,
I agree. Much better.
I love Karel B.
Like, God himself. Have you seen the guy who got like his face like altered to look like Red Skull?
No, what?
No, it sounds stupid as
yeah,
fuck,
yeah, hold
though.
On, I'll show you. It's pretty bad.
Do you see the dude who got plastic surgery look more and more like Jimin from BTS?
No.
Fucking Fraser did a video on him, and like he's like spent $100,000 to facially reconstruct himself to look more and more Asian. Fucking white guy. Genius.
He's like, I'll collect all the K-pop stands. I will, I swear. I wonder how often he's had to get a passport update.
Okay, let me clarify, this is not makeup. This guy actually did this to his face. He wakes up in the morning and he looks just like this.
He looks like a disabled fish.
Why would you want to look like Red Skull?
Look like Red Skull, yeah.
Why?
He doesn't.
Like, why would you want to like look up like look like a representation of an Nazi?
Like, yeah, why would you want to look like a fictional Nazi?
at best, he looks like if Red Skull was done badly.
I honestly don't know what he was going for.
He would be
for.
Like an early 2000s Red Skull villain if they tried to like fucking realistically make him or whatever.
This dude legit looks like a fucking fish.
He does. Fuck.
That's even worse. That's an even worse picture.
Like, what was the plan here?
He just wanted to look like fucking Red Skull. He even chopped off his nose, if you haven't noticed.
No, but what bits about it are supposed to make him look like Red Skull? Like those two bumps are like supposed to be forehead wrinkles, I guess.
Can you tell his skin's partially red? Okay.
So did he just like tattoo the entirety of his fucking face or what?
The cheeks
look like tats.
There's also like alterations.
Aye. God, I don't. God, why?
What is wrong with him? No, for real, he looks like a goddamn fish.
Like, are the black eyes like permanent too, or is there's just
yeah,
contacts?
Yeah, that's a tattoo. Actually,
what?
He tattooed his eyes.
But Red Skull has blind? Like normal people eyes. Why?
Yeah, he does. Is he blind now?
I don't know. I have no idea what his.
I mean,
status
speaking
is.
Of that, there's a. I mean, speaking of, like, blind people and, like, you know, going blind, there's actually, like, a mental condition that makes people feel they need to be disabled.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Like, there's, like, people who, like, it's, like, a fucking, like, disorder, but it's, like, there are people who would chop off their own limbs.
Pushing to make that, like, an identity, and I'm just like, no.
like, these people feel like... Like, dude, okay, why the fuck would you want to push for something so awful to be an identity?
I don't know.
Why would you want people to feel okay with accepting that they want to feel disabled? That's, like, they should seek help and not fuck up their own life. Because, like, there's one person who literally needed a caregiver all the time to make sure she didn't fucking make herself blind. And she ended up doing it anyways when she wasn't looking. She she had, like, a, you know, like a drain cleaner?
Yeah, she put drain cleaner.
She dumped that
eyes.
Shit in her eyes.
That's horrible.
And she went blind. She wanted to go blind. That was, like, her fucking want, because she had, like, that mental condition. There's also people who want to not be able to walk, so they fucking literally break their legs or chop them off or something.
Okay.
Like, it's fucked.
How about the real-life Ken and Barbie dolls? Have you seen this?
Yes,
fuck
I have. I have
shit.
Seen those. They look
creepy,
not as bad as the Bogdanoff twins.
No, they don't, but they look like pieces of plastic.
Yeah, but, like, you see them in video, and they look significantly creepier.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, the ones on the left don't look real.
They look like paintings.
They look like deepfakes.
Nah, that's too... They look too bad to be deepfakes.
Deepfakes look real, Diesel. That does not look real.
Good point. But
it looks like a shitty Snapchat filter.
Even yeah, that's perfect.
Kendall,
that's perfect.
He had plastic surgery, so he has muscles, but, like, he could have just gotten muscles, like, you know, working for it. But okay.
Yeah, but, like, apparently he wanted to, like, get muscles in places where there aren't muscles because he wanted definition to be, like... stylized or whatever.
Yeah, he wanted to look like the real thing, or look like the doll, the fake thing.
Jesus.
The interview is with the girl who's like Barbie. Muscles. She's like crazy.
She looks like Marina Joyce.
Crazy.
She like she was talking like weird conspiracy shit.
But yeah, she looks like Marina Joyce.
She looks like Marina Joyce. She does have a Marina Joyce kind of look to her.
Yep.
Oh, fucking! Did he get toe muscles?
You get toe muscles? I hope not. That sounds.
I'm trying to find like a really weird picture.
I'm trying to find feet pics of Ken.
No, I'm trying to find a weird picture of someone with big fucking toe muscles. Like they look like they have muscular toes, but I can't find any. I don't think they exist. Rip. That one's just nasty looking. Okay, that wasn't even toe muscles.
Yeah, real-life Barbie girl says that she's from another universe. There, everyone is asexual. In our dimension, there is no such thing as children, end quote. Okay.
Huh. That sounds like someone took a little bit too much LSD.
Mm-hmm.
Just my formal opinion. So, yep, don't do drugs. That's probably what happened to her. Like, for real.
The human Ken doll takes his... removed 4 ribs! Ah!
How many ribs do you have?
More than the...
well,
he took
too many. That's one too many to take out. Like, damn.
He removed 4 of his ribs! Oh! So,
how many ribs do people have again?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I want to know.
Willingly removing your ribs just to fucking...
24? What? I didn't know it was that many. What the fuck?
Homie, you can play the xylophone on your ribcage.
I was gonna guess 12.
You have like 12 aside.
There's... Yeah, I know. That's why... What the fuck? I didn't
just
know there was so many.
Feel like how... Feel how like many like fucking things like... How many ribs you can feel like just going up and there's more like that you just can't feel because they don't touch the skin.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. I didn't know there was that many. Shit. Damn. Got a lot of ribs.
Man, I can go for some ribs right now. Shit.
Yeah, maybe not the human variety, but that's just...
Not the human ones.
I was thinking about like, the human ones.
Like buffalo ones.
Apparently human meat tastes like pork or something.
I don't want to find out, honestly. Just gotta be real with you. Personally, I don't want to know.
It's one of those things that you're like, you don't want to know, but at the same time, you're like, I kind of want to know.
No, I really don't. No, I'm sorry. That's not a thought that crosses my mind,
what
Brandon.
What about you?
I don't know. I mean, like...
You never thought about, like, what do I taste like?
If I wasn't going to get legal repercussions for it, I mean, I guess I wouldn't be opposed, but, like... But, like, there's a big social stigma against being a cannibal, you know, because you're being a cannibal.
Oh, I just want to see what
you
I
know,
taste
like
goddammit.
Honestly, it's just a shame. There's a stigma around eating other people. Oh, wow, I wonder why!
Hey, I am fucking sure... I am sure some, like, lion or some shit's eating a lion. I'm sure a cow's eating some cow.
It doesn't mean we should. We have the ability to be like, that was a person.
Not stupid.
They had a life and dreams and goals, and we are eating them.
Have you seen
that
video?
Don't think that far, dude.
Have you seen that video of a guy feeding a chicken nugget?
That's fucked up, dude.
It's so fucked. Dude, it's so fucked up.
I just want to know what I taste like.
You fat fucking bastard.
Jesus.
Well, you never just thought like, I wonder what the fuck humans taste like. Like
in the most passing sense, maybe the most passing fucking feeling.
Do you
like,
do you think humans have like a like? Do you think we would taste bad to ourselves? Do you think that's something we'd develop?
It would depend how you prep it, obviously.
No, but I mean, like, let's say you had like some cooked human meat with barbecue sauce, right?
I don't know. Fucking.
Would your brain be like, no, that's a human? It'd be like, no, that's nasty. I don't think it would.
I think if you didn't tell me, I'd be able to. But I think if I knew, I wouldn't.
No, like, I think in reality, if I knew, I'd be like, oh.
I'd be like,
you,
oh,
you make all sorts of all sorts of Minecraft villager noises.
No, it's a Minecraft villager's nose in your fucking plate. When you poke it with the fork, it goes, what if your food could talk to you before you ate it?
Well, then I'd be a fucking vegan, like, just like that.
No. Even the plants talk.
Even
to
the plants
everything
talk.
Wrong.
I guess I'm.
Everything fucking talks.
Well, I guess somebody's
your monster
get
talks
eaten.
To you. The different ingredients in your monster speaks to you.
God,
before you eat it.
I wouldn't want to like be friends with my monster because I'm gonna have to use it.
I mean, like, what if you just have one can that you're like, I really like you. I'm gonna keep you. I'm gonna
yeah,
drink
but that's
your brother.
Like, but that's like fucking weird.
Fucking eating food is considered just like straight up murder. It's like you drank that can of Sprite, you're fucking guilty, you piece of shit.
Yeah, like, it's different when it's like, when it can be like, hello, do not eat me, for I have dreams.
I'm not saying the meat, I'm not saying the meat is like, I'm saying like, okay, the food is sentient once someone buys it.
So in a supermarket, the supermarket.
What is this scenario?
So like the soul
supermarket
of the animal
isn't filled with screams of horror. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. So like once you go through the register, the food can then talk because you've purchased it. You've made the connection, right? That food is now yours. It can now speak to you and you alone.
So maybe you're just crazy.
This sounds like an anime. We need to make this an anime.
This is an anime. I'm certain this is already an anime.
Yeah, a man goes to save all food kind.
Sausage party. Was that movie any good?
No, it was bad.
Oh,
I've heard it's
it.
Awful.
So. It's not funny.
Hey, Spider-Man's out by the time this video goes up.
Oh, dang.
For real?
Yeah, Far From Home. It comes out in like 4 days, 3 days.
It comes out while we're in LA. We can go fucking see it. Except it's going to probably take like 3 hours to get to a fucking theater there. The shitty traffic.
Do you guys want to try and watch it over there anyways?
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds epic.
In the meantime, guys, using 5G is like using a microwave.
Homie's really here for it.
So wait. Did microwaves put off radiation?
Okay,
back in the
like
day when they were
unless
first,
you
like,
stick
made.
Your head in a fucking microwave, I'm pretty sure you're fine. Like
no, but the thing I know is that though, part. But like back in the day when the microwaves were really shitty, did they used to give you radiation poisoning?
I don't think so. Look, here's the thing.
Did old TVs?
If you stand in a place where you're not supposed to stand, that releases enough microwaves to give you radiation poisoning. It is not the fact that the thing producing the waves is bad. It's that you're standing too fucking close to it. Okay? Like.
This reminds me of all the memes where it's like, the doctor goes, the x-rays are perfectly safe, and they get in a bunker afterwards, like that kind of shit.
Well, like, that's so they don't get excess radiation, because they do that all the time, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But, like,
it's
at most, you get an x-ray or two a year, you know? But it's not
the same thing as being right next to
level
of radiation's fine. Yeah, but if you're like every day like fuck, I need to go do this X-ray, and you're like right next to the dude. Yeah, you're fine.
But the reason I bring this up is so I don't know if you guys have seen them advertise on YouTube, but I have Gaia.com, which is like Netflix for people who like the.
Yes, I've seen shit tons of ads of them before
and, like,
I got premium.
I haven't seen their ads. I've had YouTube Red for so long.
They're so annoying, dude. Like I have like Red now, but like fucking I used to get them all the time. But anyways, keep going.
Yeah, but basically Gaia.com is what it's like a new age spiritualism version of Netflix, right? Where basically they feed you pseudoscience to make you believe more pseudoscience to keep using their platform, which it's very funny how they'll say like 5G is bad and microwaves are bad. Granted, you're probably accessing their shit through like Wi-Fi and like all this other shit like.
Yeah, you're using Wi-Fi in your phone. There's an article about how Wi-Fi gives you cancer or something.
Have you seen, like those, shit. Like, there's, like, Faraday cages you can put around your router?
You're joking.
Yeah, you can buy a router Faraday cage.
That's so dumb. Why?
Protect yourself from radiation, duh.
I can't spell Faraday, somebody help.
F-A-R-A-D-A-Y.
See, some of this shit kind of sounds believable. Like, brainwave study shows humans sense Earth's magnetic field. Like, that sounds like something that could happen.
It's F-A-R-A-D-A-Y, Faraday. All
right, thank you.
Michael Faraday.
That is a real-life...
How the fuck is that gonna protect me from radiation?
It looks like you'd put a fucking hamster in that bitch. What the fuck?
It looks like you'd put, like, some fucking squirrel you caught in it. What the fuck is this for?
Alright, Dubs, get on it.
There's
it
no
blocks
evidence.
The radio frequencies? You know what that fucking does? Makes my Wi-Fi connection shit.
There's no evidence to suggest that any of those things work on a router, by the way, so...
I mean, I don't know why the fuck it would. It's just a metal gate. How would that stop anything?
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of, like, putting a tinfoil hat on your fucking head and being like, the radio waves can't hear my brain. Like,
it's like trying to use this as a bowl.
Something electromagnetism fucking
guy. Yeah, but Gaia's really funny because they also put out articles thinking they're like some BuzzFeed, right? And they're like, how to protect yourself from 5G, right? Get EMF shields. So get shields. Tech time out.
I love Fortnite.
Turn it off, basically.
Oh, and then store it in a bag, in a protective EMF bag.
I love Fortnite.
Yeah, there's an article here that basically says if you're sad, just get the vitamin L, which is love.
Learn to grow your own food. How is the food? Oh, here's how food. What the fuck is this? Food born from our soil can improve our vibrations. Our vibrations are akin to electromagnetic fields because they birth fields of energy and light that inhibit and surround our bodies, which can protect us. Many enlightened masters have said it is time for the pendulum to swing the other way, in that we must break from our dependencies on manufactured food. You're dumb. No. This is so stupid.
But I won't have cheeseburger.
Well, I guess you gotta learn to make your own, you know?
I mean, there's also an article about... What the fuck? These people want me to pay for this shit?
They keep asking,
it's a subscription service.
God damn, this site's fucking dangerous to soccer moms, bro. They're gonna hop on this shit and they're gonna be like, oh my god, I can protect myself from the evil of ancient evil eye curses? What the fuck?
This is my favorite quote from this 5G article. With 5G towers and mini stations being installed throughout every city and neighborhood, we appear to be building a global microwave oven. Oh.
Dude, hold up. I fucking wish we had that much 5G. I fucking wish we had that much 5G, all right? If we did, my connection would be faster. But we fucking don't.
These people assume that, like, the microwaves that come out of, like, electronics are the same that you get from your kitchen's microwave. Like, that is hilarious, right? But then they end it with my favorite sentence. Oh, and I forgot to mention, microwaves cause cancer.
Yeah, if we fucking... Okay, hold up. If we turn the world into a microwave, right? Because what a microwave does is it heats up water vapor and food, right? Isn't that what it does?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, yeah. So if we had, like, a world microwave, we'd all be fucking sitting here roasting to death.
They're saying it's happening slowly, and that's what causes global warming, is our technology.
We'd be dead! Humans, we're like 80-70% water. We'd be fucking dead.
If this was the case, we'd be getting cancer at a much faster rate.
No, literally, like a fucking, like a 12-year-old, like every fucking 12-year-old in this country would have cancer by now if this was fucking true. Shut the fuck up.
Well, this is what they're afraid is going to happen.
We'd all be dead.
They said that you could stop this by purchasing organite crystals. Okay.
Sounds like kryptonite to me.
Okay.
Organite, more like my organs are gone. Nice.
Superman looking ass.
Jesus Christ. How do we get over an hour with this? Holy shit, we did it.
I don't fucking know. I mean, we talked about cyberpunk shit for like 30 minutes.
Jesus. I don't know. Like, our chemistry is just really cool,
dude,
guys.
Dude, our intro where we're like, we're prepared wasn't even a bluff, dude. Like,
yeah, no, we ended up touching one, two, three. We didn't touch like more than half of our topics.
I mean, it's a good thing we didn't touch Local 58 because I was signing up for a crypto trading website. while I was playing,
so we can fucking
part. We can keep those
good because we need this for the other podcast we need to record ahead of time. So cool.
Yeah
sweet. Okay, we're good.
All right
do you want to outro?
Thank you for watching this episode of Loudmouse. You can subscribe down below, like the video. If you're on anything else, do whatever the fuck you do there. I don't know what you do on Spotify and shit. Follow maybe. You can check us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. A bunch of other shit that I probably don't know of. I don't know if we have any more shits. Anyways, thank you for watching. Goodbye.